This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Fly the W670 podcast, Season 2, Episode 7. Nico Horner gets no love. I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mully and Haw Show. Guys are on 5:30 to 10 Monday through Friday on The Score. Of course, The Score is your radio home for Cubs baseball. And as always, I'm joined by my buddy Crowley. And Crowley, we want to remind everybody to listen, download, review, and most importantly, subscribe to our podcast and to follow us on the socials, Fly the W670 on Twitter, Instagram, and Fly the W on Facebook, or email us at flythew670@gmail.com. Again, this one, Crowley, we're calling it Nico Horner Gets No Love.
Yeah, well, why does everybody not give Nico love, man? I don't get it. It's struggling here. So, for those of you that don't know, MLB Network this week released their top 10 list for the different positions, right? And so this has really nothing to do with, starting pitching or anything like that, just focusing on the position players, right? And, you know, let's be honest, the Cubs don't have a top 10 catcher. You know, we don't know as far as center fielder is concerned. First and third, obviously, clearly not. But, you know, there was two guys that made it and one that was completely snubbed that shocked me. So we figured we'd kind of look at this list right here. And when we look at the left fielders, right, I'm going to go down on the list. Eloy Jimenez, former Cub and current White Sox, is ranked 10th. Ian Happ, your Chicago Cub, all-star Golden Glover, 9th. Michael Brantley, 8th from Houston. Tyler O'Neill from St. Louis, 7th. Stephen Kwan from the Guardians is in 6th. Randy Arozarena from Tampa Bay, 5. Taylor Ward from the Angels, 4. Kyle Schwarber, former Cub 2016 World Series hero, at number 3. Juan Soto, number 2, the $500 million man. And number 1, Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros. Last year, didn't even make the rankings.
All right, hold on, Crowley. Okay, lists are great. I love lists. Lists are great for podcasts, which is what we're doing. They're great for sports talk radio, which is what I do for my full-time job. But I thought it says left fielders, right? So
yes.
You started at 10 and worked your way up. And Eloy Jimenez is god-awful. We can just start there. Michael Brantley, Houston. Okay, he's 8th. He was 4th. Number 1, Yordan Alvarez, Houston. I'm confused.
Yeah, you know, it's
they got two guys in the top 10 playing the same position?
Yeah, that's what they got. So, I mean, bizarre. Now, I remember when the Cubs traded, it was the big trade, Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease for trading for Jose Quintana. And I never had a problem with trading Eloy Jimenez. And the reason I didn't, Cease made me nervous. I didn't think that should have been a throw-in. But Eloy made me Eloy, I was never worried about at the time because there was no DH in the National League. If where I sit, my season tickets are on the left field side, upper deck, first row. So I have seen my share of phenomenal left fielders and I've seen my share of bad left fielders. And I put Eloy Jimenez in the top 5 worst fielding left fielders that I ever seen. Okay. I'm, you know, I've seen, God, I remember Adam Dunn just absolutely murdering that position. Yeah. But Eloy is definitely in the top five worst left fielders I've ever seen play at Wrigley Field. And so if he's going to be on this list, wouldn't you have to say he have to be one of the top five hitters in baseball, right? Like, he didn't have that good of a season last year. And he's an awful fielder. And this is the problem that they're having on the South side. They're arguing and fighting with him because he wants to play left field and they want him just to DH, right? Because anybody with two eyes can see the guy can't play the field.
Well, now they're talking about playing him in right field, Crowley. That was a scuttlebutt this week, the White Sox scuttlebutt, until they had their off the field issues with their newly acquired starting pitcher. We don't have to get into that right now, but now he is playing around in right field, and he said, "I'm not sure that I'm willing to accept being the DH. I know this is the Cubs podcast, not the White Sox podcast, but there is a connection because, of course, Eloy was property of the Cubs at one point.
And we talked about Trey Mancini's press conference where he says, put me where you need me. First base, DH, corner outfield spots. And now this has been the problem with Eloy. And that's why I never had a problem. I wasn't crying any tears when we lost him.
Super refreshing, by the way, to hear somebody like Trey Mancini answer the question like he did.
Now,
also, Crowley, before we move on, before we get out of left field, I got to have one more thing to say. Okay, Kyle Schwarber, number three. Okay, still the one that got away. He's the one that got away, and they had to. Jed and Theo had to have seen DH coming at that point when they let him get away. And that is the one that I think is going to sting the most. Kyle Schwarber, the one that got away, because you didn't get a bag of balls for the guy. You got nothing.
Right. It wouldn't have hurt to keep him on. And if you wanted to trade him, whatever. But yeah, that one hurts. And that's where I'm talking about. Kyle Schwarber is a guy very similar to Ian Happ on this list that I would say really improved his defense. Remember, Kyle has had some tough moments out there in left field. And I think over the years, he has improved greatly. And plus the fact that he just mashes home runs. I think, you know, when I look at the list, you know, I don't have a real big problem seeing Schwarber three, but do you think Ian Happ at nine is a little bit low, or do you think that's they got that about right?
Maybe about right. I mean, this is just in case everybody, if you're not paying super close attention, this is all of baseball. So this isn't a National League. This is an American League and National League. This is all of baseball in here. So I think it's about right. Here's the other thing I like about these lists. I know if I were playing Major League Baseball and I saw where I was ranked or not included, that would be a huge motivational factor for me. So I like the fact that Ian Happ is down at nine and has nowhere to go but up.
Absolutely. And so we move on to the shortstop list, which Cub fans should be very interested in, as that was a position that we talked endlessly about, as there were four shortstops on that free agency. Number 10, Wander Franco with the Rays. Number 9, Tim Anderson from the White Sox. 8, Willie Adames from the Brewers. 7, Bo Bichette from the Blue Jays. Number 6, Dansby Swanson, new free agent for the Cubs. Number 5, Francisco Lindor for the Mets. Number 4, Corey Seager of the Rangers. 3, Xander Bogaerts, formerly of Boston, now with the Padres. Carlos Correa, formerly of the Twins, then with the Giants, then with the Mets, back to the Twins. And number 1, Trey Turner, formerly of the Dodgers, now with the Phillies. So the big free agent acquisition for the Cubs, number 6, Dansby Swanson. How do you feel about that one there, Dustin?
My initial reaction is I'd like him to be a tad bit higher, especially with Xander Bogaerts being third on that list. And I guess if I look at the, you know, I mean, Trey Turner belongs where Trey Turner's at. And I never thought that that was a possibility for the Cubs. I didn't think Trey Turner was ever going to be a Cub. I was all in on Xander Bogaerts at the start. And so, I mean, the initial reaction is the Cubs got the fourth best shortstop in a four-person class, and some people said, including me, at the beginning, knee-jerk, and I'll use jerk as the key word there, that Swanson maybe shouldn't even have been involved in the top three, like being mentioned in the same breath with Turner, Correa, and Bogaerts, and that's how this list supports what I said. But after seeing the press conference, after learning more about Dansby Swanson, and I think what they're not taking into account here, Crawley, is the shift, and I think Dansby Swanson, and I agree with what Jed Hoyer said, not only on 670 The Score, but also at CubsCon. You know, the Dansby Swanson of these guys is a guy that's going to stick at shortstop for a long time. You're not going to have to move him to third base, a corner outfield spot, or DH. Like, he's going to embrace and take on that position.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, a couple things to kind of think about is these lists never take a look at intangibles. Do you get what I'm saying? So as far as leadership, stuff like that, that's not included here. So here's the other thing that I kind of pulled up here. And for the podcast readers, I'll listen to this. If you look at the splits with Dansby Swanson, his career splits, they split it up the first 3 years and the second three seasons he's played. From 2016 to 2019, if you combine it, he was .245 average. 2020 to 2022, .265. So you see a 20-point jump in the last 3 years. On base, .318 to .324, it's up there. But here's, if you're going to really talk offensively about the issue with Dansby Swanson, a lot of swing and miss, okay? That's kind of an issue that he has. Slugging, 2016 to 2019, .385. Slugging in 2020 to 2022, .451. So as you're kind of looking at these numbers here offensively, what you're really looking at is a guy in the last 3 years who's improved greatly and had his best season offensively last year when he hit 25 home runs, scored 99 runs, finished with a 115 OPS plus. Okay. Now, where there's no question that Dansby has been great ever since he's come up is defensively. He finished first among shortstops with plus 21 runs above average save. So that guy saves you 21 runs compared to the average shortstop. That's a huge number, Dustin.
Especially with the shift. Especially with no more shift. Huge
especially
number.
Like you said, with no more shift, and especially the fact is that this is a Cub team that we're worried about offense. So if you can save runs, that's going to help the offense. So you know, I think that, you know, when I look at number six, I don't have a problem. I think you can easily make that argument right now. And then in 3 years, Dansby Swanson may be in the top three of that list. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, again, I think Dansby Swanson is a guy that will be aware of this list, and I think Dansby Swanson is a guy that will be upset about where he's listed on this list, and he will look forward to proving the people that put that list together wrong. So that's why I don't mind it, because it's just a list, Crawley. It gives you and I something to talk about. It gives us something to talk about on the Mully and Haw Show, 5:30 to 10 on the Score, and it gives the opportunity when you're players on your team are not as high as they want to be, it gives them something to work harder to obtain.
Not on the list, Dustin. Who are we missing from this top 10?
Well, based on the name of the episode, Nico Horner gets no love. But here's what I will say. Based on us going through this, I like the title, and I think you're right. Nico Horner gets no love. But this also, don't want to be a hypocrite, this is going to motivate Nico Horner. And Nico Horner shouldn't be listed in the shortstop. This goes back to what I said about left field. So the Astros have two left fielders listed. Okay, if Nico Horner was listed, I would say the same thing. Nico Horner's not going to play shortstop for the Cubs unless there's a terrible injury to Dansby Swanson. It's just not. He's going to play second base. Now, he's not on the second base list, which we're going to get into, because he hasn't played second base. So I would, if he was number 10 or number 9, and I was an out-of-market looking at this list, and my guy was not on the list, I'd say, how do we know that Nico Horner is going to be a top 10 second baseman? Now, you and I believe he's going to be. You and I believe that he has the potential to be an all-star at second base. Maybe not this year, but in the next handful of years. And he might end up being one of the best second basemen on the National League side of things. But let's go through the list, Crawley. Let's go through the list of second basemen.
Real quick, I just wanted to add on the shortstop. When you say Nico Horner, again, he had a .974 fielding percentage, .358 assists, were third in the league. He ranked fourth in defensive ratings among shortstop, third in runs allowed, 11th in fielding percentage. Among shortstops, he only trailed Dansby Swanson. He had 14 outs above average as opposed to the 21 that Dansby had. So, okay, you know, I can only go with what happened last year. And to tell me that he wasn't a top 10, good offensively, one of the top defensively, and he's not going to make the top 10, I don't know, man. And one other thing for Cub fans to keep in mind, another guy not on this list, Javi Baez. And so as you look at
He was awful at the plate last year, Crawley. Just pathetic.
Right. And so
except against the White Sox.
I'd be very interested to see in the future if one day the way that we talk about all-time great Cubs trades and all-time bad Cubs trades, you know, when you talk about Brock for Broglio, or we just had the anniversary of Larry Boa and Ryan Sandberg for Ivan DeJesus.
Yeah, that just passed. Yeah, the 20th. Yep. Was it the 27th or 26th?
Yeah, and so when we look at that, the Javi Baez for PCA trade, we're going to talk a little bit with Brian Smith from Bleacher Nation about the top 10, the top 100 prospects by MLB Pipeline. It may end up being one of the great trades in all time of Cub history.
Let's hope your lips to God's ears, Crawley.
Right. Let's look now at second base. Okay. Cause you know, I had people who sat there and they're like, well, Nico's not playing short this year. Okay. Well then let's look at second. Number 10, Gleyber Torres with the Yankees. Number 9, Colton Wong for the Mariners. Number 8, Ketel Marte for the D-backs, 7, Brandon Donovan for the Cardinals, Jorge Polanco's at 6 with the Twins, number 5, Brandon Lowe from the Rays, number 4, Marcus Semien, Texas Rangers, 3, Andrés Giménez from the Guardians, 2, Jeff McNeil with the Mets, and number 1, Jose Altuve with the Astros. So I guess my whole point here, Dustin, when I'm kind of looking at this right now, is that you're telling me, okay, well, you know, this was based on last year and not coming up. To say that Nico's not a top 10 second baseman, we know he was a Gold Glove nominee prior. We know what he's hit. It's not like he's playing second base for the first time, so he's not a top 10 shortstop and not a top 10 second baseman? I don't know.
Well, I guess the question is, and maybe we need to check in with MLB Network and talk to the people that were behind this list. So was this list based on last season? Is it based on projecting this season? Is it a mix between last season and this season? Because that might give us a clearer indication. But I have a good feeling that this time next year, season 3, episode 7, that Mr. Doesn't Get Any Love, Nico Horner, will be in this top 10 list.
And I get what you're saying, but in that case, if the projections are based upon last season, then Nico's a top 10 shortstop. If the projections are if you're basing this on what you project for the upcoming year, then I think he should be a top 10 second baseman. But to completely ignore the guy, that's fine. I'm all about Nico Horner revenge season, and I think I think with Nico Horner, like I said, he's a guy that I think this is going to give him fuel, which is why I like this list. I hope he put both of these on his bulletin board because like I said, I think he is just going to be phenomenal at second base. I think it's the right position for him. And I think in general, when we come back to here and you know, when I do, you know, when we take our post-show notes, we'll come back to this, like you said, next year. And I want to see where everyone's putting Dansby and Nico, seeing where they were ranked this year, seeing where they're ranked after the season's over, because I have a feeling for Cub fans, this is going to be one of the all-time great middle infield double play combination. I'm trying to think whether you're talking about Addison Russell and Javi Baez, or whether you're talking Dunston to Sandberg, or, you know, further back, who knows? Maybe you're a guy that liked, you know, Don Kessinger and Glenn Becker. I don't know. However you look at it, I think this is going to rank up there in the top, one of the top double play combinations that we're going to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.